Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 5th, 2019. It is 1:31 p.m. We are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Alford.
If you choose to, you can bow your head. Lord, we come before you one more time. Ask that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court and every elected official in Jefferson County. We ask that you put your loving arms around this country and help us to more grace, more mercy. Help us to be people moving in your direction. Lord, we ask that you help each and every family that lost someone this past weekend in a senseless shooting. Lord, we ask these blessings on Jefferson County. And in your name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
File a contract for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act 2 CFR Section 200.318 through 326 with DRC Emergency Services LLC. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt and file change order number one for Hurricane Harvey repairs and restoration of Highway 124 Stockyard Office and Equipment Shed. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act, 2 CFR Section 200.318 through 326, with Apex Alliance LLC, for an increase of $6,455 for a lift station to pump wastewater into existing septic system and replace 100-amp riser with 200-amp riser, with a 200-amp disconnect and replacement of incorrectly attached conduit, bring the total contract amount $95,835 to $102,290, not affecting the number of contract working days. As D is considered and approved execute receipt file professional services agreement with Solco Group LLC for aviation advisory services for Jack Brooks Regional Airport to assist the development of an independent fee analysis and independent fee estimate for the proposed airport master plan update, with the cost not to exceed $4,542. Item E is considered and approved discretionary exemptions authorized by local government code section 262. An item which must be purchased in the case of public calamity if it's necessary to make the purchase promptly to relieve the necessity of the citizens or to preserve the property of the county. To Brass Star Contracting Inc. for the Erie Springs Bridge repair in the amount of $73,770. Funding to come from available capital projects. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So
moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussing that, I thought we were gonna tell Coastal Caverns that they needed to chip in on that cost of that bridge repair.
That might still be an option, but I think we need to get this moved pretty quick.
We will discuss that with them, but as he was saying, it's paramount that we get it going to a great degree.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, I may ask to discuss potential amendment to the Spectra agreement to eliminate section 10.3 for annual separate audit report for an operation. Item B is regular county bills, check number 461948 through 462139. The addendum, item C is considered approved budget transfer for road bridge precinct 1 to replacement of a 5-wheel load. Do I have a motion on those items under Hall adjournment?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinnott, second by Commissioner Arnold. Mr. Swain?
Yes, Judge, Commissioners. We've had in the past, or at least with the Spectra contract, and I believe going back to the S&amp;T contract, separate audit on the operations. Right now that cost is basically kind of grown up to about a little under $18,000. I don't think, it's not necessary at this time because we do have an audit done with the umbrella of the county financials, and Ford Park operations are lumped into that. So we actually do have some audit work done on Ford Park operations separately. And then the other thing is the way we calculate the incentive fee now with our new amendment, it's not really liftable off of the financials as it used to be. It's a separate calculation.
Okay. I'm not opposed to it, but we're going to have a separate agenda item to change it.
Right.
For discussion today.
Right. Part of this was to see if there was, in favor to do it, and we do a formal amendment. Because we need to let our outside auditors know whether they need to do field work or do any work towards a separate audit. So if we get this action that we're going to remove that, they might do the work.
How involved is the umbrella audit of the Ford Park financials?
I think that
in comparison to a detailed audit by
What this is, because you have it's probably a lower materiality level at what they look at the separate operations. They're going to probably still look at the general controls, internal controls over it. We do audits ourselves within our probably a little more detail than what they do, because we'll actually look at some of the settlement files. Public and then
how frequent is that?
Quarter.
Let's get an update to court on your audit each quarter or at least twice a year.
We usually look at what they're paying out through their system for accounts payable. So
okay.
Some of the things they're paying out of their check. Then we reimburse.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Having of the county tax assessor collector consider and approve the property tax refund to Mid-County Plaza LLC in the amount of $7,880.04 in accordance with property tax code 31.11 for refund of overpayment in excess of $2,500. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution for all FAR and authorize county debt to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles for provision of equipment and consumables used while acting as an agent in the administration of motor vehicle titles and registrations. And item C is to receive and file continuing education transcripts for Allison Nathan Getz, Jefferson County Tax Assessor Collector, who successfully completed the continuing education requirements of Section 6.231D of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on those items under tax assessment?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. So, taken by Commissioner Sinnott. Discussion.
I have a question. How do we get to a point where we had an overpayment out?
We did a payment agreement and paid it early.
Paid it early?
I don't know if there's any reason to recuse myself from that, but since I have previous dealings with this individual, I'll stand by that. This is, for this particular vote.
Gotcha.
All right.
That's all
about it. Gotcha. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Yeah, that's having under engineering. We have one item to consider and possibly approve a replat of lot 19A industrial sites, section 1 of Industrial City, Beaumont, Texas, CF number 201-914-39, OPR, Jefferson County, Texas, into lots 19A1 and 19A2. The LJ Kopke Survey Abstract Number 569, Jefferson County, located off of Industrial Road Precinct Number 4, which is within the Beaumont ETPA, and met with city approval as well as that of the engineering department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall. Second by Commissioner Senator. In discussion.
One question, Don. That is off Industrial Road itself, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda items. Today, is there anything any member of the board wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much for being here.
I